Anytime seems a good time for a great mustard. Spring means eating outside, and that seems somehow to mean mustard. I guess because sandwiches. Now, there's nothing exactly wrong with that yellow hot dog mustard, but there's a wide world of flavor waiting for you to make it. Have you ever made mustard? Do you think it must be difficult and challenging and you could never do that? It's easier than you might think. You can control what flavors you make and the texture you create, and nothing that any store sells will be better than what you make. The Eating Liberty Podcast, episode 242, Food and Freedom, once a week for life. Dan Reed here. Welcome back to the podcast. Father's Day is just around the corner. Of course, he wants grilling stuff, but coffee every morning in his I'm Daddy-O, come, bask in my presence coffee mug will make him smile even when he doesn't want to. Surf over to culinarylibertarian.com/daddy. to buy this spiffy mug, or click the link on the show notes page. I've been interested in a show about mustard for a while. This might be short compared to some shows. Spring seems to be coming full force, and with it, the pollen. And that means sneezing and congestion, so I don't know that I'm in for a long show this week. Mustard is, like nearly everything in the garden, not true, but seems like it, a member of the cabbage family, the brassica group. Now, don't at me. I never really did get that whole kingdom, phylum, order, class thing. As mustard goes, the whole plant is edible, meaning that nothing is poisonous. Yes, I know. Some mushrooms are edible once. No, this is edible more than once. If you've tasted mustard at a Chinese restaurant, you might doubt me on that not poison part. It's hot, no doubt, but not poison. The leaves are edible down south, particularly the leaves of the brown mustard are boiled with onions and salt pork, and that just sounds fine. I said brown mustard. There are three kinds of seeds: yellow, brown, and black. The hot dog mustard is from the yellow seeds. Now, they also call yellow seed the white seed. It is the least spicy. That famous yellow color comes mostly from turmeric. Brown mustard is the main seed used in most of those French whole grain and crushed grain French mustards and the German mustards. And the brown seed is a bit zippier. Black mustard seeds are pretty difficult to find. If I've ever seen them, I don't recall that. Big cities with Indian populations would be the most likely place to find black mustard seeds. And nowadays, probably everything's available online. It might be spendy, but it might be there. I didn't check. Of my sources about mustard, one of them is the Roald Dahl's Illustrated Encyclopedia of Herbs, and it reads that mustard is a good companion plant for Brussels sprouts and collards since mustard helps reduce aphids. Now, I grew Brussels sprouts here, and all it did was make a feast for the aphids. They are very attracted to Brussels sprouts, even with mitigation. And spraying them off with water every day or two, they were nearly unstoppable. What stopped them was freezing. That got them. that Rodale's book also contains one caution about letting the seed pods of the mustard crack open while the plant is still in the garden. Mustard seeds, as you know, probably you've seen them, they're tiny, and they'll go everywhere. One year we planted 50 feet of rutabaga in our garden, and the next year we got a zillion plants. For as large as that rutabaga root is, the seeds are minuscule. So, if you do grow mustard for mustard seeds, pick the mustard plant after the pod starts to turn brown but before it opens, and put them someplace that when they open, it won't make a difference. Now, I mentioned a Chinese restaurant. English folks, some of them probably anyway, also like to mix Coleman's dry mustard powder with water for beef dishes. It's damn zippy. And that, dear listener, is as simple as mustard can be. Oh, it can be more involved, but at its core, water and mustard powder, that's it. Now, try smashing some mustard seeds in a mortar and pestle, then add water. How is that different from the Coleman's, the fine powder? Try it with the yellow, try it with the white. If you can get the brown. If you can get the black, try that too. After it sits for an hour, did the flavor change? Did the heat change? Mustard powder or seeds are easy enough to obtain, and you can become your very own Walter White of mustard. Use the powder and add beer, or wine, or sake, or juice. Add fresh herbs. Try the same thing with coarsely ground seeds. Now, there is no right or wrong way to grind seeds. Yeah, wrong way. Easy for me to say. For your homemade mustard. It's your mustard. Do as you prefer, and if you don't know what you prefer, play around. Add pureed roasted red bell peppers. Add hot sauce. Add horseradish. There's really no limit to what can be added to a mustard. When I talk about or write about sausage making, sanitation is one of the main points I stress, for a good reason. As it is, mustard powder and water in quantities you'll use today or tomorrow is fine. Even a batch of mustard with vinegar and salt and fresh herbs should be fine in the cooler in a sterilized jar. That part's important. When it comes to adding purees of things, especially the nightshades, the peppers, then I think there's a conversation that needs to take place. This is it. I've done some looking, and there's no hard and fast, you absolutely must water bath process your mustard. At least not one that I found. There is at least one concern about that. Mustard flavor, that zip, starts to diminish at about 110 degrees. Water bath processing exceeds that by some measure. But pathogens allowed to grow to unsafe levels trumps unaltered flavor. Now, I'm going to share a recipe for an easy mustard, not as easy as mixing water and powder, from a small book called Mustards, Ketchups, and Vinegars, which is on Amazon and will be linked on the show notes page. The mustard recipes in this book are not water bath processed. The ingredients are boiled, and the mustard is stored in sterile jars, then in the fridge. The trade-off is a slight loss of heat flavor for the better management of pathogens. I've had food poisoning. It is not fun. I recommend avoiding it all the time. So here's the recipe. So I'm going to read this. Now, these can be increased or decreased as your needs merit, but keep in mind that these make good gifts. Father's Day is coming. 2 ounces or 1/4 cup of brown mustard seeds, ground, ground as you prefer. 5 tablespoons of mustard powder. 1/3 cup or 3 ounces of water. 3/4 cup or 6 ounces of apple cider vinegar. You could also substitute champagne vinegar. Now, the book actually reads champagne vinegar, but I don't have that. I don't think anybody has that. 2 tablespoons of cold water. 2 large onions sliced fairly thin. 1 tablespoon of honey. A teaspoon of molasses. 2 garlic cloves smashed. And 1/4 teaspoon each. Dill seed, cinnamon, ground allspice, and ground cloves. So this is a couple-step process. The first step process is to add the water. Hang on, we got 2 waters here. We add the small water, the 2 tablespoons of water, the onions, the honey, the molasses, the garlic, and the spices in a pan. Bring that to a boil, cover it, turn it off, and let that rest for an hour. We're going to infuse those onions with that acid and flavor and honey. While that's resting, combine the big portion of water, 1/3 cup of water, with the mustard seeds and the mustard powder. And mix that and let that sit for, it says about 3 hours. You know, let the, they wait for the bitterness to disappear. I don't know that there's bitterness there, but I don't think, personally, I don't think that I would wait 3 hours. I think I'd wait the 1 hour. In either case, when the hour has passed for the onions, strain all of the juice out through a fairly small meshed strainer. Well, if you've got one, that's the one to use. If you have cheesecloth, maybe line the strainer with cheesecloth. If it's like a colander, line it with cheesecloth. Now, the book reads, throw away the salads. My gosh, heck no, don't do that. Save those things for sandwiches or something. There's got to be something good to do with them. There's onions, for goodness sake. But give those onions a pretty decent press to get all of the liquid juice out of there. So what we're going to do, we're going to take this soaked mustard seed powder water mixture and all of the juice we've obtained by pressing the infused onion, honey, spice mixture, and in a food processor, put the mustard seed mixture in the food processor, turn it on to pulse or low, and start ladling in your onion juice. And get them all emulsified. Now, more steps. Take all that stuff out of the food processor, put it into a metal bowl. Metal's ideal. If you don't have metal, glass is fine, not plastic. And put that on a double boiler. Give it a whisk a couple of times and let that cook for 25 minutes. Now, we did boil the onions here. The mustard didn't get boiled, although they did say heat the water. I didn't tell you to do that. I don't think that's necessary. And the steamed mustard in the double boiler. It doesn't say, this is not a recipe I've made. I made a different one. I don't know if that's going to get above 110 or not. Now, this is the thing. If you're doing this and you temp it and you see that it exceeds 110 is the flavor thing, but it's not the pathogen thing. How you manage it, that's going to be up to you. And if you're going to water bath process it, check with the Ebal or Mason or Kerr. They have websites that will probably tell you how to do that. There's people whose job it is to know how long to cook things in water to kill the pathogens, and I'm not that guy. So when 25 minutes is done and it's nice and thick, remove it from the heat, ladle it into your sterilized jar. That part's very important. With your sterilized lids, or you don't boil the, if you're using mason jars, you don't boil the lids. You just make them warm, and then of course the rings are clean, and then put that in the cooler, and that's that. So it was very simple. That, by the way, is on page 34, page 35 of the Mustards, Ketchups, and Vinegars book, which is linked on the show notes page. And I want to share one more mustard seed recipe, which I admit I haven't tried, but it looked amazing. What a genius idea. So way back on episode 5, I spoke with Brandon and Colin from Meglio Knives. Now, Meglio has a Facebook page populated mostly by chefs, and this pickled mustard seed recipe is from that page. So the author writes approximately 300 grams, and he makes a note saying right up front, this part isn't important. The key part is as long as the pickling liquid covers the mustard seeds with a little bit of room at the top, that's sufficient. So here's the procedure and then the pickling liquid. Boil and rinse the mustard seeds 5 times. So what that means is you put the mustard seeds in the water, bring it to a boil, strain that through a fine meshed sieve, put the seeds back in the pan, fill it with cold water, bring that to a boil. That's time 2. Do that 5 times. Then when you have, and then rinse in between. The last time, you're going to add the pickling liquid, which is going to be made in a separate pot, and this is it. 400 grams, because cooks weigh everything, of ale. You can use whatever you want. Pale ale, you could use any beer you want to. Nobody really cares. 350 grams of apple cider vinegar, 170 grams of sugar, 75 grams of water, 11 grams of salt. Bring that to a boil. Pour that on top of the mustard seeds, probably in a sterilized jar so that it can be sealed and put off to the side and let that thing pickle for a week. He used them as a garnish on scallops, but there are probably 100 ways to use pickled mustard seeds. Now, I just had that. I didn't even think about this when I wrote this. this is fun. Take those onions. If you make the first mustard and you have those leftover onions, chop them up, add them to the boiling pickling liquid so that they cook again, and then add that into, make sure that the onions go into the pickle, the mustard seeds for the pickling. Yeah, that sounds good. And now I really need to go do it. That sounds fantastic. So that pickling, by the way, those pickled mustard seeds would be a fantastic accompaniment for the pork dish in my cookbook, Cooking for Comfort. It's available on Amazon or from the blog post, which I will link to on the show notes page. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Mustards are simple, but you can dive deep into a variety of flavors. I do like nearly whole grain mustards, with as big as you can get, and then that with a really spectacular pate and super crisp toast points and pickled pearl onions. Man, that single thing, that mustard and pate and toast point, really was the reason I wanted to do this episode, was just to talk about how simple it is to make something that tastes so great with so much variety between the herbs, the thyme, or the rosemary, or the savory, or the tarragon is the most popular one. There's just so many ways to go. If you don't have pate, really great sausage works. And I almost always have something homemade in sausage in the freezer. So it's just, mustards are fun. Now, I did say that I'll add the book link, Mustards, Ketchups, and Vinegars, to the show notes page, and that'll be there. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you being here. Thanks also to my Patreon supporters. The link to become a patron on the Patreon will be on the show notes page. Have a good week, and I'll see you soon.
Music for the Culinary Libertarian podcast is provided by Matthew Bankert at mattbankert.com.